Bruce, how do you find out what your learners really want from a business English course?
Well, we have different ways of doing that, basically. When participants or a group of participants is announced to us by one of our corporate clients, we forward them needs analysis forms, which are very, very detailed, which we ask them to fill out, stressing the importance on a scale of 1 to 5 of how, for example, how important telephoning is for their day-to-day business activities. And then, for example, with whom do they telephone? Or if it's a question of presenting in front of a client, what kind of things do you present? Do you use an audiovisual aids? Do you present in order to convince? Do you present in order to inform? Do you present in order to sell? So we're looking very, very much and in great detail at the language needs and the technical needs of the client in the form of this needs analysis form, and we evaluate this form when it comes back to us together with two written tests that we send out to the clients accompanying this language needs analysis form.
You obviously have a very detailed approach to needs analysis, but does that mean that when you've planned the course, it's something which is fixed, set in stone?
The needs analysis as such should really be an ongoing procedure, really. I mean, the teacher would reconfirm that once the teacher is training on location, and it would constantly be reassessed because obviously needs change. They don't remain constant, but they change throughout a language learning program, especially if it's a longer program, and it has to be adjusted according to what kind of needs a student has or a group of students has at a given time.
Needs analysis, finding out what students want. As Bruce says, it has to be an ongoing process because, of course, needs change.